Today from the Ohio Newsroom, remembering the East Palestine train disaster.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. Today marks 3 years since a massive train derailment and chemical burn in East Palestine released over 1 million pounds of chemicals into the air. Since then, numerous studies have looked into the impacts both to public health and the environment. Julie Grant with the Allegheny Front has been following some of that research. Hi, Julie.
Hey, Erin.
So let's start with a study about liver disease. Julianne Beyer from the University of Pittsburgh studies how the liver is affected when it's exposed to vinyl chloride. That's the chemical that was purposefully vented from 5 of the tank cars and then exploded and spread throughout the community. What has she found?
Well, Beyer is currently looking at the liver function of over 100 people who live within a 10-mile radius of where the derailment happened. And she's found that some 30% have blood markers of liver damage. Now, that might sound like a lot, but it's not necessarily different from the population as a whole. She says factors like alcohol consumption and obesity rates, which can be especially high in rural areas like East Palestine, are risk factors for liver disease.
So at this time, we can't really say this is due to the derailment. And this is why it's so important to come in like every year from now to look at their progression.
That's because a disease like liver cancer can take up to 20 years to develop, and exposure to chemicals can speed up its progress. This effort to track people gives them a chance to identify it early, and that's important because at earlier stages, she says liver disease is reversible.
Got it. Well, another researcher, Andrew Welton, a professor of environmental engineering at Purdue University, has been studying something totally different, right? Tell us more about his research into indoor chemical detection.
Yeah, in East Palestine, his team looked at the handheld sensors contractors for the railway company were using to test buildings near the derailment site to see if they were safe for people to re-enter. And they found that those sensors were not sensitive enough to detect the levels and types of chemicals that were present. Now he's working with about 600 homeowners in the Los Angeles area. They're dealing with indoor chemical pollution from those devastating wildfires last year.
Some of the issues that we saw in East Palestine seem to be repeating themselves in LA, where some of the companies aren't actually testing the buildings correctly or using the right equipment.
So his team has created a guidance document for home and business owners and local governments based on these experiences in LA and East Palestine. And one other thing they noticed was that people in wealthier communities like the Palisades were less likely to return to homes that might be contaminated than in working class areas like around the Eaton fire in LA or in East Palestine, Ohio.
Well, that idea that some communities are more likely to experience pollution because of their race or income level and the effort to provide them extra assistance has come to be known as environmental justice. What did you learn about that?
Well, I spoke with another researcher, Kyle Keeler, who's an assistant professor of environmental sciences at Lafayette College in eastern Pennsylvania. And Keeler is actually from a town that's not far from where the derailment happened. And even though this is a low-income rural area, he says people here don't necessarily understand that they're experiencing environmental disadvantages.
No one is immune to these injustices, and they will continue to happen and continue to ramp up. And the only way to make any sort of headway against these injustices is work towards justice for everyone.
Yeah, that sounds like a long-term effort.
Yeah, and I think one takeaway from many of the studies being done is our modern world uses these industrial chemicals often to make single-use plastics that we throw away and forget about and that contaminated this community in less than a week will now need many years to be understood.
Julie Grant with the Allegheny Front, thank you.
Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.